Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Being naturally savvy doesn't just mean being savvy about what you put in your body. It's also what you put on your body. So here we talk on the show about toxic chemicals to avoid. And Andrea, what you brought up on naturallysavvy.com was so heartbreaking, looking at the toxic chemicals from edible and cosmetic toy products. Andrea, just tell us a little bit and then we'll bring on our fabulous guest.
Sure. Well, I spent 4 months looking into the edible and cosmetic toy products at Toys R Us. And what I found was is that the products contained a host of ingredients that were really causing harm to our kids. And, you know, the reason why we're having David on, we have our next guest, which Lisa will bring in a minute on the show today, is because he really was instrumental in writing, in while I was writing this article, because poor David, I went back to him 100 times with questions because I really wanted to understand the cosmetic part of it, because my expertise really is when it comes to food. But when it comes to the dangerous chemicals in cosmetics, our guest is the guy. He's the go-to guy. So we're very excited to have him.
David Pollack, welcome back.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, we went back and forth a lot, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think it's an important... Well, it's an important message to get out there because, you know, I think it's something we often overlook. You know, you speak a lot about foods, and I speak a lot about, more anti-aging and skincare products, but you bring to light something that truly, is something I had really never targeted.
You know, what really upset me, I think, the most while I was doing this research is that the Toys R Us private label brand itself, so they have the Totally Me or the TM brand, those products contain the worst ingredients in the cosmetic toys. So that's what really was surprising to me. You know, they have the dyes and they have the propylene glycol and the parabens and the phthalates. I mean, David, enlighten me a little bit in terms of why are these products in these, you know, on the shelves at this huge, massive retailer? And are there ways they can make it a little bit less toxic for our kids?
Yeah, no, great question. And, you know, first I'm going to say a lot of these big retailers don't have chemists on staff. And so they're not in that space. So they go out and just get whatever they can to fit the space, whether it's the cheapest to manufacture, the quickest to market, whatever their rationale is. And so I'm going to say to our listeners, what you ladies are doing, what our listeners can help us with, is get the message out there. And if we let the store manager and the retailers know that we won't stand for these toxic chemicals being in these products, they will make a change, because we'll vote with our pocketbooks and say we're not going to buy them. And guess what? They will be forced to find out what they need to do. And so, yes, there are known carcinogens, known cancer-causing chemicals, even listed on the FDA website, that are allowed to be used in our food and our topical products, cosmetic products. And even though these are for kids, it's still qualified as cosmetic by the FDA. So they are cosmetic because they're topical, and they contain known cancer-causing chemicals like parabens and propylene glycol and butylene glycol and fragrance and flavor, and a lot of things that you've been, you know, mentioning on your website. I mean, it's just shocking, because you and I as an adult don't want to get cancer. But here, kids, while their bodies are growing, we're affecting not just with cancer, but you've got things that affect their hormones, their growth, and just affect their whole lives. Their small bodies can't handle the amount of chemical. You and I can't, let alone these little kids.
Well, you know, David and Andrea and everyone out there, what scares me is that it just feels like you look at these big manufacturers who are making these products, and again, it comes down to dollars. My husband and I were talking about a snack cake, I'll put it that way, that we used to enjoy when we were kids, and we looked it up now just to see the ingredients, and we were like, oh my gosh, I would never eat this. And one of the ingredients was propylene glycol, and I'm like, wait a second, that's the thing David's always talking about. This isn't a snack food, like right now? So they're eating the disgusting snacks, or putting on the makeup full of the chemicals. I mean, where does it end, right, Andrea? It's just nuts.
No, it absolutely is nuts. And, you know, for me, David, what upset me the most is I've left several messages for the people at Toys R Us and haven't heard a word back from them. And especially because we have such great options and alternatives to them. And people like yourself, David, who make these products, and you know firsthand that you can provide cleaner options for these products, that we don't have to use these bad chemicals, right? I mean, that's,
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. And some of your major retailers are starting I'm not going to say doing yet, starting to jump on the bandwagon and start removing some of the chemicals. In Europe, there's 1,100 chemicals that are either regulated or banned because they've been found to be toxic. See, our bodies absorb up to 60% of what we put on it. And so these chemicals get into our bloodstream. They get into our bodies. It's just as if you're eating them. And so in the U.S., it's only 11. And that, I think, is the most alarming.
Crazy.
Okay.
That is 11.
So 1,100 to 11. So you've got all these dangerous toxic chemicals out there. We're allowed to use them, even known carcinogens. So these big retailers do it. I think what's going to shock you the most is some of these big companies not only produce those products that you're finding on the shelf here, and you're saying, yes, we ought to get a hold of them and tell them about some of the cleaner versions they could be doing. Some are already aware because what they're shipping overseas already meets those requirements, and they've removed those chemicals. So if you're not already upset over this, you're going to get more upset to find out that the nice, safe, clean product is being shipped overseas. Why not keeping them in our own backyard? Because some of these people already know it's dangerous, and yet they're doing it to save a couple pennies.
That is super frustrating. There is no question about it. So I want to focus a little bit
criminal.
On the...
I'm going to say more really frustrating. It ought to be criminal.
No, I 100% agree with you. You know, I want to focus a little bit on, we have about 3 minutes left. I want to focus a little bit on the Toys R Us, you know, the Totally Me or the TM brand. I just want to go through some of the ingredients, and I want you to tell me why they're bad. For example, Lisa mentioned quickly about propylene glycol. Tell us why it's bad.
Well, okay, it's an ethoxylated material. And while I sound like a chemical geek, we're going to tell you in a minute how to download some of the top 10 toxic ingredients to avoid. Anything with the word glycol in it, whether it's butylene glycol, propylene glycol, or any of the glycols, or the word PEG, which is an abbreviation for polyethylene glycol, anything with glycol or PEG is a cancer-causing chemical. It's ethoxylated. It's a process that the chemical goes through, and it's listed by the FDA as a carcinogen. So it causes cancer. It's used in a variety of products, from antifreeze to commonly used in skincare. Not that I use it, but many, many major brands do, all the way into the kids' products that you're talking about, all the way into some of the food products. And so it is allowed by the FDA to be used, but it is a cancer-causing chemical, and so you need to read the ingredient statement. If it says PEG or glycol on it anywhere, throw it away.
Now, David, what about fragrance? You know, you see that a lot, and some people think it's harmless, but we've learned from you that is not the case.
It's not. You know, we could go through this list. I know we're short on time, so I'm going to make it real quick. We could go through a list of ingredients to avoid, and every listener could swear they're going to avoid it and throw away all those products. But I'll tell you what, there's a trick to the trade how I could sneak them back in and help me reduce my cost in production. And that is through the word fragrance or flavor. In the industry, and I'm going to speak topically, if it smells, anything to produce that smell, and I don't mean just essential oils, and I don't mean just whatever has an aroma, the solvents, the carrier. So I can make a good portion of it. I could use glycol again that we just said don't use, make it a huge amount of my formula and claim it's part of the fragrance, or in this case, like a lip gloss or something else, a flavor. So I could hide them right back into the product. So I don't mind if something smells or tastes as long as you list how you derived it and they are clean and they're safe. But if you use the word fragrance or flavor, the FDA says they don't have to disclose what they use to get it, even if they use some of the carcinogens. So it's a secret, and it's a trick of the trade.
David, I'm just saying the three of us should put our heads together and make our own makeup line. We've got young girls.
That's a whole other ball game. You know, a whole other thing. And David already does a lot of stuff. So, but you know what, David? Unfortunately, you know, we have 30 seconds left. Not even. You know, I just want to touch a little bit quickly on products that are, I call them misleading marketing. Unfortunately, you know what? We don't even have time for this. But for those of you listening, there are products out there that try to mislead you, and they'll say that, you know, a product or a cosmetic product is paraben free or doesn't contain certain things, but it has other really bad ingredients. So I definitely recommend.
Can we post the Toxic 10 graphic on your website?
Yes, let's do it. We are definitely going to do it. We'll send it on our website. You can even just search Toxic 10. But unfortunately, we're out of time for today. David, always a pleasure.
Oh, thanks
David
for having me.
David will be back at the end of the month. David's going to be back in May and every other week in June. Woohoo!
Woohoo! All right. We love it. If you want to learn more about David, because he is a smart guy, follow him at Twitter at JustAskDavid. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.